first one. I am your host, Nav Green. Me and Errol Jordan. Shout out to Prize Picks and Carlos Miller. Really coming together, you know, to do this show. It's a real good feeling. The budget wasn't big enough for us to have a co-host, so we got Errol Jordan right here.
I got a LeBron story.
What?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
So this is way back in the day. I'm probably like 10 or 11 or something like that. 2003. Whatever. So he's in Atlanta. Me and a couple of friends, we know it's like, yo, that's LeBron. That's LeBron. Like, yo, LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And we like overheard him talking to his people, like, keep them little niggas away from me. And he kept it moving.
Hey, we gotta start running these stories by Dom before y'all just tell them. I want the show to be authentic, cause I pray Dom, I hope you edit and cut that out. Them 28 seconds I can't get back. I don't blame LeBron. LeBron gonna see this and say, I knew it was a reason I ain't want them little niggas around me. Look what that little nigga grew up to be. Bruh, at 10, how can... Oh. Hey, now tell me this, Jai. Like, you played at a higher level. Mm-hmm. Jokic, how you feel about Jokic? Is he... If you say it, then I gotta start agreeing. Is he him?
He's him.
Damn.
He's him. I mean, the rules have changed, though, since I played. So, like, offensively, they have way more freedom. That's why you see a lot of anybody's getting 50 points these days.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see a person get 50 that you never heard of before.
Right.
Until that moment, and then you'll never hear about it again because they don't get to 50 no more. Mm. They're back to being a role player. So, I would love to see how he would have played in the era of where you can kind of like grab and hold a little bit to see how successful.
You let him go for 50 on you?
No, I just know me.
I have 6'5".
I got a different type of pride though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I come from the South.
Yeah.
So I'm not letting that.
D'Angelo Russell, you garbage bastard, bruh. And this is what a lot of people don't realize, that D'Angelo Russell, I felt like he was due for one good game.
Yeah.
Prize Picks had him at 10 points. I said, this game 4. LeBron needs some people to step up. It's going to be D'Angelo Russell. The garbage bastard had 4 points. Never again, nigga. I don't follow him on Instagram, and he don't follow me on Instagram. I went to his page and I blocked that motherfucker. I don't want no interaction with you ever, nigga. Because people forget, when people play basketball good, play football good, you forget the little shit that they do. Y'all don't remember he snitched on Nick Young?
Yeah, never.
He been a lame ass nigga. We never should have been fucking with him. But sometimes somebody start playing great basketball, you forget. But never again I will forget. D'Angelo Russell, you was now in the garbage bastard Hall of Fame. Once you get in the Hall of Fame, you can't get out. I don't give a fuck if you gonna score 93 points a game. You was a garbage bastard, and I will remember you that for life.
So it's him and Sabonis in there now?
Him and Sabonis, them two garbage bastards. And last but not least, DeAndre Ayton, you was a garbage bastard. I'll never forget you being a garbage bastard.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Nav Green. And you know what I came to talk about? Prize Picks. It's available in over 30 states. It's no excuses. And if you don't stay in them 30 states, move to them 30 states, because you're missing out. Man, all it is, more or less. Your favorite players. It's easy. 50-50 chance, man. You can win up to 25 times your money, whatever you put up. So if you put up 50, you win times 25. What's that? Man, you can win 1250. If you put up 100, you're going to win up to 2,500. What makes it so good? If you deposit $100 using the Broken Play promo code, they're going to match up $100. So now you got more chances to win all the money you can win. What you waiting for, man? Prize Picks. Go type in the code Broken Play. Man, they got so many sports going on right now. You got college football. You got basketball. NBA just started back. You got NFL. Right now, Pickett, Tua, Miami Dolphins. He gonna get all the yards you need him to get. That's a lot. Man, what you waiting for? NBA, rebounds. Who I like? Capella. I like Capella with them rebounds. With them assists, give me Trae Young. With points, give me Kevin Durant. I'm just throwing you some options if you want to win some money. Shout out to Broken Play. Use the Broken Play promo code and go get you some money. Shout out to Prize Picks.
Mike, you ain't never played sports. You could have been like a football player. Like
I got cut in football.
I got traded.
Traded?
In Pee Wees. It's never happened.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, because I think the coach was either he was fucking my mama or he was trying to fuck her.
Damn.
Hey, that shit going on in that daddy not ball shit.
Grown, you know you grown. You know, everybody like, not my mama shit.
Not your mama was getting down.
I mean, I done fucked some kids' mamas. They be like, my mama was never. Like, nigga, you was in the wrong sleep. So it happens, you know what I mean?
Why do shows turn into this? I was ready to talk about Pat Riley.
We talking about Pat.
Nigga, if your coach only take you home, nigga, that coach don't fuck your mama. Coach, I need a ride to, wait your ass over there.
Oh,
your mama's supposed to be at 8:30, I gotta go. You the only nigga getting your coach truck?
Mama fucking.
Yeah, mama done fucked.
Not the only one.
I was because I was bad. I was real bad.
What position they had you at?
Man, I played everything. I tried to kick. I couldn't do nothing, bro.
Oh, my God.
Defensive end was what I ended up at, but I never got the game. One time, so bad, I got traded to the other team for nobody. They basically sent me to the other team. But it was so bad.
Not you got sent you didn't get traded, nigga.
To the other block.
You got sent.
I got sent.
Man, go play with Welcome On.
It's so bad. That's how bad it was. The first game, I was excited. I'm gonna get him. I had a mouthpiece, and it was in the wrapper. Another player, he ain't had one. The coach was like, "Damn," he said, "Mike." I thought I'd go in the game. He said, "Give me that goddamn mouthpiece."
Give me that goddamn mouthpiece. Go sit your ass down. Hey, when a nigga whisper and cuss at you, he mean, go sit your goddamn ass
down. He thought it was your moment.
He said, "Mike." I said, "Ooh." I said, "Take the mouthpiece off your helmet. Hurry up." Sam, come here. I'm like, what the fuck?
It won't sell if it ain't L. Said ESPN gonna try to get Nav to do a feature on the Stephen A. Smith show. Bitch, you a motherfucking lie. After you steal from me, nigga, I ain't coming to your show. You come to mine. The fuck I look like coming to your show? Nigga, you stole my shit. You already watched my show. Deadpool's Ghost. What are y'all gonna do in between NBA season and the NFL season? Because I can't see Nav talking about baseball, LOL. Look, that's what I'm trying to tell you. People put limitations on people. Don't put me in a box and just say I'm NBA and NFL. Talking about what we gonna do during after NBA season. But since you said it, nigga, you right. We gonna take a break. to football start up. When college football start up, I'm back. Because I do not watch baseball. I like to go to the games, but we got some boxing coming up. We got some good shit on the way. Hey, if y'all counted us out, bitch, you can't count.
Yeah.
Boy, niggas is fucking with this show who you don't even know. I ain't know Pat McAfee was following this shit. He got a big show. Wow. There's no shit.
That's hard.
We got to get him on this motherfucker. Let him talk this shit. This come from Shatavia Scott. What? I'm on my baby mama phone watching this shit. Nigga, I don't know who you is, but Shatavia Scott, appreciate your baby daddy letting you baby daddy use the phone. That's how I know this shit good. And that's how I know his old lady ain't cheating. Cause she let you watch a whole hour and a half episode on her phone, nigga. Nigga, you trust her and she trust you, nigga. You gotta be a brave nigga not to go through them messages. You ain't pause that shit one time, you good. Bad females could get away with that shit. Like, they don't even have to niggas think they know them. Do you know athletes? If you see an athlete, you know what he play and stuff?
Like the major ones.
So he ain't gonna be no nigga coming out the bench. You like,
no, I ain't gonna know who that is.
Would you talk to a nigga who come off the bench?
No.
He saw her face when she made.
Hey, she got serious as a motherfucker. Been laughing all day. No, wow.
that's a hell of a compliment.
I mean, and that's cool. I mean, I'm sure he is a millionaire. Damn. But I'm not gonna talk to every nigga that's a millionaire just because he a millionaire.
You gotta be playing.
I feel like if I'm gonna talk to somebody in any profession, I want my nigga to be the best at it. I want him to be one of the best at it. I don't want the bench nigga.
What are you the great at?
Why you not good enough to play? If you ain't good enough to play, you ain't good enough to play with me.
What do you think you the greatest
Everybody
at?
Ain't gonna start.
What do you think you the greatest at?
What do I think I'm the greatest at?
I think I'm the greatest stand-up comedian. I don't think nobody could roast against me. I don't think you can find, I don't think you can pay a nigga that can beat me roasting. So who you think you better than where you think I can't pay him to be better than you at?
I feel like just being myself. I feel like that's...
Hey, that's all women got to do.
No, but
women don't ever have to really bring shit to the table. But no, I'm just me. I'm not them other bitches. No, bitch, you got to do something too.
No, but look, seriously though, I feel like me and my friend have literally built a brand on being ourselves.
Thanks.
And but so I feel like I'm
on,
just...
That's on a professional level. What are you doing in your relationship? That's what we talking
about. He wasn't asking me about a relationship.
I was asking
you. It got to come back to the house some. She know what that nigga leaving the house to go do. You can't tell a nigga, no, me and my friend, we
been
being
us. I be leaving the house to do me.
Bitch, y'all smoking hookah. Y'all ain't being y'all self.
That's doing me, and I always come back with a check. Hey.
Nigga, I would never call you D-Lo again, nigga. Nicknames is for niggas who can hoop. Nigga, I need to know your middle name too, bitch. D'Angelo Bernard Russell. Bro, that shit is pathetic. We got Gervonta fighting this week. Him and who he fighting that? Ryan Garcia. Man, a lot of people are trying to make this closer than what it is. Gervonta Tank Davis is gonna beat the hell out that man. A lot of people, and I got to arguing with somebody the other day, he was like, you got to watch boxing. I don't got to watch shit. I'm willing to bet I will shave all my hair off. I will go bald if Ryan Garcia beats Gervonta Tank Davis. You hearing it live. Like, I'm so confident in him. Did you see when he was training with that big weight ball and throwing it back at the his trainer? Man, his trainer can't even handle the shit he want to do. You can't train a man that you can't train? Man, I saw him training. I thought it was like Creed 6 or something. I'm like, he doing all this with Ryan Garcia? And that's because people been talking, saying that he could lose. He was like, oh, I got to start taking it serious. I be bullshitting. I know I could whoop his ass. But if you... Hey, I don't know what Prize Picks gonna offer for that, but whatever they offer for that, I'm willing to bet, I'm willing to make my entry knockout before round seven. Man, I don't think they saw Tank last fight when he knocked Buddy through the ropes, and they had memes. They were comparing it to that Michael Jordan, Martin Lawrence. My bad, Era Mike. That's why we got Era Mike up here. But no, Tank is going to beat the shit out of him, man. It's no question to ask. So look, Rico, what y'all think about Zion Williamson and the porn star?
Man, as ugly as Zion is, I'm happy he getting some shit. As ugly as Zion is, bro. No, I'm telling you, he's an ugly fella, man. I do judge. Why don't you stop lying? That nigga ugly regardless of what I do. Yeah. Be happy that nigga fucking a bitch like that. I don't give a fuck what he do, man.
His head don't fit his body, bro.
Hell no.
Like, that nigga head look like it should be on a 6-foot nigga, bro.
Out of all the pictures, why they keep showing that picture of him in that ugly ass outfit, though?
With the turtleneck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
outfit
the
ugly.
Neck.
He ugly.
That nigga look like a dick, bro. That shit look weird as hell, bro.
I think
that shit was all scripted, tell you the truth. Because he had to have a fall. He was damn near too perfect as far as character-wise. I think that should be scripted sometimes.
No, he wasn't perfect. He was ugly as a motherfucker.
I'm talking about like his off the court shit. Oh, you know okay, what I mean? Cool. Like he was like a kind of golden boy, you know? He had to have something wrong with him. It wasn't drugs, it wasn't guns, but it was buns, bro. So.
Goddamn. Hey, all things, bro. I'm glad Backpage went around when that nigga Zion Williamson got in the league. Oh, Zion Williamson, he the type nigga done ran the train. He was like, man, let me see what it tastes like. Nigga, yeah. Hell no. Nigga, go in there, you see that nigga eating the pussy. Like, nigga, you tripping, Zion.
The last one.
Zion want to go last.
Yeah, you want to go last.
Y'all going to get him. You going to get him out.
Damn, bro.
Go ahead, get him out
of
the way.
I'm
the
headliner.
I'm
the headliner. God damn.
You peeking at that nigga doing the 69.
I think that really made it worse is all her tweets, all the porn stars' tweets and shit. She's still tweeting right now.
She is,
what's she saying?
She's still going.
Marcel, read a few of her last tweets. Let's see what she's saying. And this part of the highlights. There ain't no more basketball to talk about because damn Joker.
Yeah.
Dub, you think Joker the toughest white boy you ever seen play?
No, not at all.
Who is?
I think he got a good team around him. Probably the toughest white boy, got to be the Bill Laimbeer. You got the way of...
Oh, when he played with Bill the Pistons, Laimbeer. He used to knock a nigga on his ass.
Bad boys.
Who else? Toughest white boys.
Hey, I think Larry Bird was overrated.
No, Larry Bird wasn't overrated. He played in the 80s. Ain't no way. He played in the 80s. Them niggas was snorting powder, bro, with the referee. Them niggas was tough back then. Every nigga
you said the referee was snorting powder?
Yeah, bro. Every nigga in the 80s that played had a rape charge, some type of way. I'm trying to tell you, bro. If it was statutory rape, some type of rape, they had a rape charge. You can't beat them niggas in the 80s, bro. I'm telling you.
Well, I think they just probably was scared to talk shit to Larry Bird, though.
That's what you think, bro. Larry Bird dipped snuff too bad. Had bumps in his face. He didn't want to look like he had AIDS. Not Magic. I'm trying to tell you. That's why he was a bad motherfucker, man. Larry Bird was a bad motherfucker, man. Magic didn't
have it. Was this Larry shit might be selfish, bro.
You said who?
This shit might, it might sound selfish, nigga. You probably just here for me today. I need these lambs.
Legend, bro.
That nigga said Larry Bird the one look like he had AIDS.
He had HIV. They just made Magic say he had it. It was Bird, my nigga. I'm telling you.
The five stages of grief with first stage is denial. You sound stupid. It was literally my man, and I never once looked for clout from anyone I never posted when I was in NOLA. I was loyal to you, Zion. She's adding him on every tweet. And you got dots preggers.
Before you keep reading, Zion looked like he can't read. Bitch, he don't. Bitch, voice record him that shit. My name's Zion. I read this to me. And them niggas around Zion, they gonna word it. Nah, she just saying you a great player. Okay. He still loving him. He still got love for him.
Oh, facts.
I mean, he like, can you delete the tweets and we'll talk about this? Like, that's what he.
Yeah, because he can't read them.
And she leaked.
He was like, can you delete that shit? Just talk. Just talk to me. Bitch, I can't read all that shit. I'm talking about grief. Bruh, niggas don't know this, bro. I would never, like, even in clubs, when I used to go to clubs and shit coming up of age, I never would try a nigga who be out there dancing.
The dancing niggas be the worst.
Any nigga who tick all night and be doing all the dance, I never fuck with them. Nigga, you got too much energy. You done danced five straight songs. Bitch, I know I ain't got enough wind to fight you. I told my partner, I said, leave that nigga the fuck alone. He said, no, that nigga keep stepping on my shoe. Well, you bag the fuck up.
Move out of his way.
Get out of his way. Let the nigga dance. You in his way. You not dancing.
Let that nigga dance.
This the dance floor. We supposed to be back. I started resolving the issue. Man, I'm talking about the nigga sweating like a tail. He musty. That nigga didn't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck. Because you know you can't be musty allegations. You cannot, as a black person, if you musty once,
you musty forever.
So the fact that you out there dancing and you know you musty and you still dancing.
Man, anytime a nigga dance, he go to taking his shirt off. Like, oh, that nigga stink. That nigga done got stank in this bitch.
And don't walk by. And make a face. He finna be like, what's up? Like, yeah, I don't want no
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man.
Talking about like, you ever like when you said you fought like briefly, was it a bad loss though?
Oh yeah.
Oh hell.
Oh yeah.
I thought you were gonna say something different.
No, I'm giving 1,000 because people was there.
Oh my god.
Nigga, we watch. Mark, you lying.
Your boo was there at the time?
No, she was not that one.
Oh, Lord.
Not the one. So I got it. I'll tell the story. Mm-hmm. I got in the fight because I found out I didn't know how to fight for real. It was his brother's name. I ain't gonna say his name on here. I told you earlier his name. But I thought I could fight because I used to knock people out all the time. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why is because my mama, she raised me like, don't let nobody hit you first. You know, most people say, somebody hit you, hit them back.
Yeah.
My mama always say, the first hit might be the last.
That's smart.
That is facts.
So I never, you know what I'm saying? So I knew, I'm finna hit this motherfucker. And I would hit him, and I would, you know, I was heavy-handed. They go to sleep. So I thought I could fight. So this dude, we had a block party. So I had a little nickname and shit. You know, I was that nigga.
What's your
nickname
was?
I won't say it.
I'm about to cry. What are you
gonna make a nigga relapse?
Hell yeah.
Nigga might start whooping ass at him.
Nigga should have looked back my chair up. Nigga just start swinging out the blue.
Oh, it was Slim Loke. Slim Loke.
Slim Loke.
I was skinny, but I was.
All right.
Loco. Loco was good back then.
Damn. Chill out, bro. Chill. Damn.
Hey, this sound like one of the BET movies. Oh, shoot. What we going to do? They're going to Slim Loke. One of them Tyler Perry plays. You know, like on Family Matters when Eddie Winlow don't mess with the wrong guy. Mom, it was Slim Loke.
Ooh.
Yeah. In the music company.
And Eddie looking like this.
He got a leather jacket on and shit.
Now Carl gotta talk to Slim Loke.
Go to the school.
Why I tell that, man?
I'm sorry. Okay, so Slim Loke.
We all subject, man.
Back then, it was.
What you did, Slim Loke?
So, I thought I could fight, right? So, it was a dude. I didn't know he was a professional boxer. And he was my neighbor, and I used to fuck with him. I was in the wrong, 100%. I used to bam in his door at night. You know, we'd be drunk and shit, and nigga knock. And I did my DMX shit, like, what you wanna do? And that's how I said, you know? You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, I used to do that. So one day, for some reason, and let me tell y'all something. When people go running at 4 o'clock in the morning, don't fuck with them people. Like, leave them alone.
They train them for something.
What?
But you know, you're young, anything. You ain't thinking like that. You like, oh, this nigga, he lame. We kicking it, he lame. So for some reason, we had a block party, you know what I'm saying? And me and my guy, we was them niggas, you know what I'm saying? We was kicking and talking shit, had all the girls out there and shit. So he came out, he was mad about the night before. And he came out and confronted me in front of everybody. And he talked like, he talked very proper. He's like, hey man, you keep fucking with me. I said, and what, motherfucker? What you gonna do? I said, man, I will slap the shit out of you out here, boy. And he was like, let's see how that works out for you. So I was like, man, hold my beard, man.
Did he say pal? It's giving pal.
He's a
pal.
Yeah.
Okay, because somebody say pal, run.
He didn't say pal, but the energy was definitely palish.
Okay.
So his guy came out of his apartment, was like, yo, hold on, y'all put the gloves on, fight like men. So in my head, see, I'm young, I'm not thinking why he got boxing gloves in the house. I ain't thinking that.
Because what?
I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be another story of Mike knocking the motherfucker out. And there's the girls out here. We invited some girls from the club out here. I was like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
And he was smaller than me. You know, I was like, hey, he a little nigga. I'm going to take it easy and just pop it at the end. So I'm putting my gloves on. I'm like doing the teeth thing. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. I look over and he take his shirt off. And I'm like, nigga, where did the muscles come from? He was so cut. You know,
oh
like
my
the,
God.
You know,
yeah.
The bubble six pack? The grrr. He had the grrr.
Not the grrr.
Nigga had the grrr. I was like, God damn. But I had to keep myself going. Because I was like, nah, I weigh more than him. There's no way that don't mean nothing. It's just muscles. You know, that
oh
don't mean
my God.
And one thing about a trained fighter, they go into a different zone. Like an actor. You know, they go into a different zone about the fight. So as I'm walking to the street and everybody like laughing, think I'm finna whoop his ass, I look in his eyes. And that nigga looked at me, bro. I never had nobody in their life to this day look at me like that. Like that man wanted me, man. He wanted to fight. He was gone. It was like.
Like you fell into his trap.
Man,
like,
yes.
Thank you. I've been waiting.
Finally, nigga.
I was hoping somebody would be like, come on, Mike, don't do it. Like, you know,
this ain't the time.
I can say the time and place, man.
They were like, give me Mike. They're like, all right, man.
Slim Mo, chill.
Slim Mo, chill. Don't do it to him, Slim. Let him live, Slim Mo.
Please, Mo, no.
Slim Mo like this. All right, man. So I get out there. We got the gloves on, and then his stance was different. Like, I see his calves was like popping and shit.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? And my stance was, all I had was the right punch.
Yeah.
So he wasn't standing still for me to hit him with the motherfucker. I'm like, damn, this nigga won't let me hit him. And you know what I'm saying? And this nigga throwing jabs and weaving, and then that nigga punched me in that body, boy. Regular people don't punch in the body.
Mm. Yeah.
You just need to go to the face.
Yeah, you think your face head.
Yeah.
The body, when y'all watching boxing and them body shots, like if you ever play football or like hit the ground, your back, and the wind, you lose the wind,
yeah,
and you can't breathe, that happened. He hit me so hard, I was like, and I was trying to get away from him. I was trying to get away from him.
Oh my God.
And I was trying to look cool, but you can't look cool when you can't breathe.
You were scaring all the hoes. I'm letting you know right now, they was terrifying.
No, Slim Lo.
They said, bitch, Slim Lo out here fucking tripping, bitch. Bitch. This nigga about to knock Slim Lo out, bitch.
So after you lost your wind and your breath.
That nigga hit me with a... So the worst punch ever is the one you don't see. That's when you ever see somebody get knocked out. If you see it coming, naturally your body can...
Brace it. Like,
you can brace.
You know,
you can roll it.
Yeah.
You know, but a trained person going to roll it. But a regular person, at myself at that time, you still could see it, so you can brace, like a car accident. Man, I still don't remember. I don't know what hand it was to this day. I heard someone go, thoom.
Oh, Lord.
And the crowd said, oh. I'm like, somebody got dunked on. I'm looking for the basketball rim. Like, who happened? Who
played basketball? Oh, my God.
And my eyes, when you get knocked out, the side of your eyes close from the side. It don't come from. So it's almost like.
Bro, I know you're not lying. You too.
Because I'm like, this nigga said, I ain't never seen no shit like that in my life.
You ever like swim? You ever be like, when it's like cloudy?
No, nigga. No.
That shit was closing in. I'm like, I ain't know I had eyelids on the side. And then.
Where'd he hit you at?
I don't.
You still don't
I
know.
I just heard it. It was like goom. I didn't feel it.
Till this day, you still.
Till this day, I didn't see or feel it. So then my boy was like this, coming to me like in slow motion, like, bro, that's enough. So then I try to act like, you know, I couldn't go out for everybody. I said, man, take these gloves off. We gonna fight for real. He's like, boy. If he hit you like that on the gloves,
without the gloves,
you ain't gonna make it. So then I fake like I wanted to fight. You know, you like to get hold me back shit. So my man, he looked out, he held me back.
He died eye contact.
Slim, chill,
I'm like,
bro.
Man, let me go. You know how I get. Yeah, I know, Mike. Come on.
Oh, God. Yeah, so. Oh, my God. Hey, that was clown of your ass.
It was
They won't
call you
Snoop.
Hell no.
It was Mike now.
He's Mike now.
That nigga went to Michael.
Michael. We got in the house. And I was just in the house, and I wave at somebody, be like, "It wasn't that bad, dog," you know. And nobody said that. It was so quiet in the house. I was just like, "Man, how bad this shit look for real?" Just be like,
and my boy,
like, "Man, that shit like domestic violence, bro."
Domestic?
He said, "Man, that nigga know something, man. Like,
he know something.
That wasn't regular." So I felt, after that, we got cool.
I bet you did. What's up, bro?
Big bro.
My boy.
My boy.
You home, bro?
Big homie, I just came to check on you, big bro. Number love, big bro.
I'm that type of person.
Hey.
Teach me.
Hey, sign my gloves, big bro. They saying it's the coach to blame. They putting him as a low light.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. What the fuck is that, Marco? That's how they be getting our shit. You sitting there sending our shit to Stephen A, nigga. I found the mole. Put the camera on yourself, nigga. I keep hearing the fucking beeping. The nigga sending the damn tape to Stephen A. That's how the nigga know what I'm doing on my show. Whole time I keep hearing the beep every time I say some good shit, too. He know our shit get edited 3 days later, put up 6 days later. Now Stephen, they already done said the shit. Now it look like I'm copying.
I'm trying to tell him to stop.
This the last day. No more phones in this motherfucker. No phones, no beepers, no goddamn computers. Nobody need a computer but Marcel. Nigga, you don't do stats. Put all your electronics up, nigga, and work that camera. What the fuck you got a walkie-talkie for? Everybody in here, nigga. Oh, shit. Stephen A., you done got my young nigga on your team. Oh, bitch, you done started one now.
Million. Nigga, I can make 200,000. I feel like I supposed to fuck any bitch I want to. So if Zion, if you want to do that, live your life. That nigga from South Carolina. What I look like being faithful to a porn star?
That's what I said. Ugly nigga from South Carolina. You better get it in while you can. Ain't no way in the hell I let this shit drop.
Cause niggas, soon as you can't dunk no more.
If I was that ugly from South Carolina, it'd be more news than this, man. That's what I'd have been a fuck.
What kind of shit you'd be doing, though?
I'd have been a fuck Precious, Viola Davis,
goddamn,
Octavia
bro.
Spencer. I'd have fucked all ugly women. Michelle Obama, Simone Biles, all ugly women would have got fucked. Harriet Tubman, I'd have tore all ugly women up. All ugly women I ever heard. Neil Carter, I'd have bumped that motherfucking ass up. What that woman ain't on Good Time? The mama, the ugly ass
Florida
mama. Oh, I'd have fucked Florida to Georgia. Ugly nigga from South Carolina, get it in, man. You got a mission out here, bro. Because ain't nobody going to volunteer to fuck no ugly nigga from South Carolina. I ain't seen it before.
We ain't got to read no more.
Every ugly woman.